the adjective effective serving to remind us that such theories are only low-energy approximations to a very different theory, perhaps a string theory. The Standard Model has been at the core of modern physics, but this shift in attitude toward quantum field theory may mark the beginning of a new postmodern era in physics. Because string theories incorporate gravitons and a host of other particles, they provide for the first time the basis for a possible final theory. Indeed, because a graviton seems to be an unavoidable feature of any string theory, one can say that string theory explains why gravitation exists. Edward Witten, who later became a leading string theorist, had learned of this aspect of string theories in 1982 from a review article by the Caltech theorist John Schwartz, and called this insight the greatest intellectual thrill of my life. String theories also seem to have solved the problem of infinities that had plagued all earlier quantum theories of gravitation. Although a string may look like a point particle, the most important thing about them is that they are not points, but extended objects. The infinities in ordinary quantum field theories can be traced to the fact that the fields describe point particles, e.g. the inverse square law gives an infinite force when we put two point electrons at the same position. On the other hand, properly formulated string theories seem to be free of any infinities. Interest in string theories really began to take off in 1984, when Schwartz, together with Michael Green of Queen Mary College London, showed that two specific string theories passed a test for mathematical consistency that had been failed by previously studied string theories. The most exciting feature of the work of Green and Schwartz was its suggestion that string theories have the kind of rigidity that we look for in a really fundamental theory. Although one can conceive of a vast number of different open string theories, it seemed that only two of them made mathematical sense. The enthusiasm over string theories reached fever pitch when one team of theorists showed that the low energy limit of one of these two Green-Schwartz theories had a striking resemblance to our present standard model of weak, strong, and electromagnetic forces. And another team, the Princeton String Quartet, found a few more string theories with an even closer match to the standard model. Many theorists began to suspect that a final theory was at hand. Since then, enthusiasm has cooled somewhat. It is now understood that there are thousands of string theories that are mathematically consistent in the same way as the two Green-Schwartz theories. All these theories satisfy the same underlying symmetry, known as conformal symmetry. But this symmetry is not taken from observation of nature, like Einstein's principle of relativity.